from now on deviating, it's okay.
Okay. So is it that eating meat gives karma but not sin? Well, I don't really know whether you can really differentiate between karma and sin like that. Basically, you could say that there is good karma and there is bad karma. And bad karma itself is called as sin. So, now... I'll come to that point. See, pravritti esha bhutana nivrittistu mahaphalam. So, this is in the Bhagavatam also, and this is also there in the Manu Samhita. The point over there is that meat eating, intoxication, and to some extent promiscuity, understood sexuality. These are the ways of general human beings. Pravruttir esha bhutanam. But nivruttis tu mahaphalam. If one gives this up, then one can get a great result. So the idea is that instead of seeking the Bhagavatam, or generally the broad dharmic texts, don't give dharma as one circle. You're doing this, you're dharmic. You're doing out this, you're adharmic. You give dharma as a set of expanding concentric circles. So, it's like imagine a pyramid. So, the top of the pyramid is one small point. As you keep down, downward, 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 it becomes much bigger in the perimeter, in the circumference. So, like that, we could say there are dharmas for different levels of people. And what is the point of having dharmas for different levels of people? That if you cannot fit here, then you fit here. If you cannot fit here, you fit here. So the idea is, it's not 1-0. If you're doing this, you're going back to God. If you're not doing this, you want to go back to God. Now we can say that for Kshatriyas, meat eating was allowed, which is true. Now there are practical reasons for this. Kshatriyas have to do a lot of physical work, fighting. And Kshatriyas are going into the forest. And grains don't grow naturally. And traditionally, according to Kshatriya codes, you're not meant to plunder. Even if there are some farms, you're not meant to plunder that, just like that. So then, if they're going through forest areas, and the sages in the forest can live on herbs and fruits and vegetables. But Kshatriyas who have to do heavy physical work, they at the least need grains. And if grains are not available, then meat can be eaten. So Kshatriyas could eat meat. But you have to see that Kshatriyas, what else they did? Kshatriyas were ready to give up their life when the citizens were in danger. Chattrayateti Kshatriya, one who protects them from Kshatriyas, protects others from injury, from hurt, they're Kshatriyas. So, some people want to say that I am a Kshatriya, so I will eat meat. But okay, are you doing the other dharma of Kshatriya? Yudhe chapya palayana. If dharma has to be protected, are you ready to fight against all odds? Most people are ready to do that. So, we cannot take, this was allowed. Yeah, it was allowed. So, the point I am making here is that, yes, if you could say that for Prabhupada broadly, the four agreed principles which he has given, it is a Brahminical way of life. Prabhupada has not just given us Vedic Dharma, he has given us the best of Vedic Dharma. So Vedic Dharma can be multi-level. There can be many concentric circles. Now if somebody may say that, okay, I want to be at the level where I eat meat. And that's Kshatriyas are doing. Okay, that's okay, but Kshatriyas are doing many other things. If you're not doing those other things, then I say, I'm a Kshatriya, so I eat meat. Okay, then Kshatriyas would do something which would, many things which would give them punya. And within that particular lifestyle, this was an accommodation. See, in every level of dharma, there is, you could say, a recommendation and there is a concession. So now, concessions should not be made as recommendations. If you go to a doctor and the doctor says, okay, you've got diabetes. So then, a doctor says, okay, you take this medicine, morning, afternoon, evening. And he says, no, you know, and don't take any sweets. No, doctor, I can't live without sweets. Says, okay, take sweets only once a week. Hey, no, not once a week, I can't do that. Okay, twice a week. No, not twice a week. No, nothing more than twice a week. Now, the doctor says, okay, twice a week. And this person comes back and tells his family and everyone else, my doctor told me to take sweets twice a day, twice a week. And the person doesn't take the medicine. So now, yes, take sweets twice a week. That's also what the doctor told. But that's not the recommendation. That's the concession. Recommendation is what I want you to do. Concession is what you want to do and I allow it. So, the positive activities of Kshatriyas, no, respecting the sages, protecting the sages, protecting the citizens, protecting dharma, those are like the recommendations. And eating meat is like a concession. So, but the important thing is that say, for a diabetic patient, if they are going to eat sugar, that is going to have consequences. But if they are also taking food properly, they are overall having a healthy lifestyle, then that may not have that much consequences. Mm-hmm. Similarly, if one is living an overall dharmic life of a kshatriya, and within that they are eating meat, the other consequences might be offset by that. Within that whole life, that's okay. Sarva arambha hi doshena dhunena nirbhavrita. Krishna says, in the Bhagavata, that all endeavors are covered by fault, just as fire is covered by smoke. Okay? So we have to consider not just the recommendations, not just concessions, but also primarily the recommendations.